The Supplication on Thursdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who has taken away the shadowy night by His power and brought the sight-giving day through His mercy. He has clothed me in its brightness and given me its favor. O Allah, just as Thou hast spared me for this day, so also spare me for its likes. Bless the Prophet Muhammad and his household, and torment me not in it and in other nights and days by allowing me to commit unlawful acts and to clothe myself in sins. Provide me with its good, the good of all within it, and the good of everything after it, and turn away from me its evil, the evil of all within it, and the evil of everything after it. O Allah, by the protective compact of Islam, I seek mediation with Thee, and by the inviolability of the Quran, I rely upon Thee. By Muhammad, the Chosen, Allah bless him and his household, I seek intercession with Thee. So recognize my protective compact, by which I hope my need will be granted. O most merciful of the merciful, O Allah, decree for me on Thursday five things, which none embraces but Thy generosity, and none supports but Thy favors. Health through which I may have the strength to obey Thee. Worship by which I may deserve Thy plentiful reward. Plenty in my state through lawful provision. And that Thou makest me secure in the places of fear through Thy security. And placest me in Thy fortress against the striking of worries and sorrows. Bless Muhammad and his household. And make my seeking his mediation as an intercessor give profit on the day of resurrection. Surely, Thou art the most merciful of the merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers and sisters, Salam. Peace and salutations of Allah be upon all of you. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, peace be upon him.
يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 يا ابن زهراء بيا 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 بيا.
Today, Wednesday, is the 13th of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 25th of Isfand, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 16th of March 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Come with us and listen to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio, because we're going to speak about the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. And in this part, the companions of Imam al-Mahdi in the light of Quranic verses. Let's listen chapter al-Baqarah, verse 148.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولكل وجهة هو موليها فاستبقوا الخيرات أينما تكونوا يأتي بكم الله جميعا إن الله على كل شيء قدير.
For each religious following is a direction toward which it faces. So race to all that is good. Wherever you may be, Allah will bring you forth for judgment all together. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
With reference to the verse, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq says that this verse points to the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Imam Baqir says that in reality, this verse refers to those 313 companions of Imam al-Mahdi who will in a single moment gather around him, like moths gather around the glow of fire between Rukn and Maqam, the name of two holy places, and pay allegiance to him. Background of the awaiting. As far as history can remind us, mankind has constantly been longing for a better life and has kept looking for a better and reformed future. Thus, many intellectuals have described to advance their project of the golden utopia, just as they have encouraged human societies to move towards such an ideal. The first idea of the utopia had been proposed by Plato, the great Greek philosopher. The Farabi was the second thinker who drew up the outline of utopia. Thomas More, the humanist scholar, has given the good tidings of utopia. In accordance with Marx's principles, Marx regarded a classless society as the ultimate rendezvous of history. Indeed, all human beings have been looking for such a utopia which could pave the way for the flourishing of their deep innate propensities and pure human virtues.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about some characteristics of the companions of the 12th infallible Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam. And at the same time, according to a piece of hadith issued by the 5th infallible Imam, Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salam, the movement of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be similar to the moves to the movements of many prophets, and especially he will be very much similar to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not simply in terms of appearance or, for example, complexion, but in terms of conduct. And nothing except this should be accepted, because Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam is going to continue the religious mission of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the same time, we find that both Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam and his staunch companions will present the original and authentic view of the Islamic religion. It means that throughout, these centuries, some misunderstandings have crept into the Islamic notions and Islamic history. So when Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam reappears to people, he will certainly offer the authentic version of the Islamic religion. At the same time, it shouldn't be anticipated that the time of Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be almost without any problem. Rather, according to the sixth infallible Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam, Imam al-Mahdi alayhi salam will be tortured by a misunderstanding of his contemporaries who seldom or barely appreciate his movement and the truth of his movement, like the kind of hardships the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam experienced in the time in his time from the people who were still loyal to Jahiliyyah and its standards.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every palm.
Today's special.
Be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain.
I have one question and its answer. Why did Imam al-Mahdi disappear? Imam al-Mahdi will come as soon as people become ready for him. People throughout the history were never ready. They killed prophets and imams one after the other. However, Allah continued to send prophet till he finally sent prophet Muhammad, who brought the last message. After that, there was no need to send a new message. Thus, Allah sent guides or imams who preserved and explained the message during the time of tribulation for people. But unfortunately, the majority of people were or are reluctant to follow the right path, and instead they opposed and killed the imams of Ahlul Bayt and treated them in the same way that their ancestors treated the prophets. Imam al-Mahdi will come when all types of ideologies are tested and they failed. At the time, people will understand that they do not have any more solution and they will accept the solution of Imam al-Mahdi easily. On the continuation of this program, today's special, we'll listen about a short part on the personalities of the companions of Hazrat Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. A cursory glance at the history of Islam informed us that the companions of each of the infallible leaders were personalities of great eminence. We can quote examples of Salman Farsi, Miqdad, Abu Basir, and many more. In all these personalities, we find the same high details and morals that have been stated for the companions of Imam al-Mahdi. Each one of us is anxious for and desirous of being included amongst the companions of Imam al-Mahdi, and we all pray to Allah to grant us the opportunity for the same. It is necessary to support this desire with our actions. It is essential that we strive to develop the same characteristics and actions into our personalities. Let us all pray to Allah that He kindles this desire in our heart for the companionship of Imam al-Mahdi, and that He, Allah, grants us tawfiq to strive to develop the same characteristics and high moral traits that is expected from one desirous of the companionship of Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
According to our ahadith, these companions of Imam al-Mahdi, the lucky 313, they have at least six qualities, at least, that I'll mention. So we begin by explaining these qualities. Not only they believe in the Imams and the Prophets, but they believe in the teachings of the Imams and the Prophets. They have complete certainty. They have complete certainty in the teachings of Rasulullah and the Imams. Many people, when they ask me or anyone else, what's the proof that this is haram, that this is wajib, that this is that? You tell them the hadith of Rasulullah, the hadith of the sahih hadith, the authentic hadith of the Imam. They tell you, no, show me in the Quran. They have to find the answer in the Quran. If it's not in the Quran, they don't care about the sunnah of Rasulullah. They don't care about the sunnah of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. This is wrong. The quality of the 313 is that they submit and they have complete certainty in Rasulullah and the Imams as well. Rasulullah said what before he died? He said, I'm leaving two things. Kitabullah wa itrati Ahl Bayti. Some people just Kitabullah. Where does Allah say in the Holy Quran, many ulama say shaving the beard is haram? Brother, the Quran is one of the sources. You have the Sunnah of Ahlul Bayt. Rasulullah says the Quran and the Sunnah. You say Hasbuna Kitabullah. Hasbuna Kitabullah was the what? Was the saying of the second Khalifa. Rasulullah says the Quran by itself is not enough. You need Ahlul Bayt. Some of us, we come and say, no, only if it's in the Quran, I will accept it. If it's not in the Quran, I won't accept it. I'm going against the hadith of Rasulullah. Rasulullah said, my sunnah, my Ahlul Bayt. And that's why we have to be careful. We have to believe and accept all the teachings of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and all the teachings of the Imams of Ahlul Bayt.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Thank you very much for being with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we will join you tomorrow. So we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Allahumma.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder on a short but sweet saying from our expected savior of mankind, Imam Mahdi, may God hasten his reappearance, concerning right and truth on the threshold of his birthday anniversary. Indeed, right is with us and in us, and nobody else would claim that but a liar and an impostor.
Join us in this journey. IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful narration which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding the obligation of looking after orphans. As you know, looking after orphans, taking care of orphans is one of those topics which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran in many places. This is one of those things that all religions, encourage their followers to do and to perform. In the Holy Quran, God Almighty says the following, "And when we took a pledge from the children of Israel, worship no one but God, do good to parents, relatives, orphans, and the needy." Right, so in the Holy Quran, God Almighty mentions being good to orphans alongside worship of His self, being good to parents and also relatives and the needy. It's a very important topic, and it's something that we should all take very seriously. In this beautiful tradition, which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam in the famous book Kanzul Ummal, Imam Ali says the following. This tradition is actually a part of his will that he wrote before he was martyred. Imam Ali says, by Allah, so he swears twice to Allah. Then he says, by Allah, pay attention to orphans. Do not be inconsistent with feeding them, meaning don't go over there, give them, a kilo of rice and then forget about it for another year. No, consistently feed them. coming one day and abandoning them the next. Don't do that. Consistently feed them, consistently take care of them. Don't just, you know, if you feeling like very generous one day, go and give them some money and then forget about it. No, consistently be good to them, consistently take care of them. And do not deprive them of your presence. Right? Don't just like send them some money or send them some food. Go and visit them, you know, go and meet them, go and hug them, go and love them physically, talk to them, meet them. As I've heard the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam say, whoever elevates an orphan until he becomes free from need, Allah will make it incumbent for him to enter heaven, just as he has made hellfire incumbent for the consumer of the property of the orphan. Right, so this not only this indicates the obligation of taking care of the orphan, it also it shows us the effect of this. The effect of this in the hereafter is that it becomes obligatory for us to enter heaven. If we do not take care of them, well, God forbid we consume their property, right? It leads to hellfire. In a very famous, it's a very famous verse of the Holy Quran. Then in the Holy Quran, God says, indeed, those who consume the property of orphans wrongfully only ingest fire into their bellies, and soon they will enter the blaze. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the obligation of taking care of orphans in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجيل
فرح اللهم كل وليك الحجة بن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters all over the world, as you are hearing us, I really welcome you again to the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. So this series of Quranic sessions, as you know, are held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Xavier International School Network, and also,
especially
most
students.
Importantly, in cooperation with the students of Xavier International School. Especially. So, we really give thanks to all of you. Thanks for joining us again. Inshallah, we are going to continue our Quranic sessions. But before that, we will recite a salawat, right? Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks for being with us.
Really
so, we were talking about how to make a pause, right?
Yes.
While reciting the Quran. So, we are out of breath, or even we want to stop, like, shortly recite the ayah of the Quran, yeah? So what should we do? Should we make a pause and at the same time read the harakat with the letter? Or no, we can make a pause while changing the harakat to any other harakat, sukun or any other thing. So three of them we talked. If it ends with Tanwin Fatha, we change it to Alif Maddi. If it ends with Ta Marbuta, the Ta itself is changed to Ha, and the Harakat is changed to Sukun. The third one was words ending with any other Harakat other than Tanwin Fatha, we change it to Sukun. That we practiced. We were on Surah Yasin, practicing them.
Yes, we were.
Now let's go and continue practicing them, inshallah. Then, after some verses that we practiced, we'll come back again and talk about some other rules that can help us while reciting the Quran, and we want to make any pauses. Right? Let's recite a salawat and come back to Surah Yasin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
farajum. Hello.
So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Page 440, Surah Yasin, Ayah 6, right?
6.
Yep.
لتنذر قوما ما
لتنذر قوما ما.
Okay, inshallah, I will tell you. Look, did I make a mistake?
No.
Okay, so I made a mistake here. Who can find the mistake?
Can I say, sir, what we say, mad. When we stop, we shouldn't read the mad.
Why?
We should cut him, kill him.
Who says this?
Because we stop.
No.
Say it again.
We should kill the mad. We shouldn't read.
We should kill.
We should eat the mad. We should eat the mad.
Okay, we should eat the mad.
Yes.
Are you mad? You're eating the mad?
No, it's just
mad,
a biscuit.
Mad.
Okay, mad. So great. That's one of the rules, okay, that when the letter ends with a mad, if you make a pause at that letter or at the word, you don't have to read that mad, okay?
Mad,
do
yes.
not stretch the sound. Do not stretch the sound, okay?
Yes.
Do not stretch.
So, now, how should I recite this? Look. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا
لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا
مَمَّا. So, if you stretch the sound or you apply the mad rule, okay, it means you're going to connect it to the next word. So, but if you do not connect, make a pause, do not read that mad. So this is rule number 4.
Yes.
Okay? That it came here, so I told you. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا
لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا
مَا أحسن لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا. Why? تَنْوِين فَتْحَة. Change it to Alif Mahdi. MashaAllah Mahdi. Recite a salawat for Mahdi.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Muhammad.
Okay, pay more and closer attention. لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ
لِتُنذِرَ قَوْمًا مَا أُنذِرَ آبَاؤُهُمْ.
Okay, why?
Because if we stop here, we should.
Yeah, we have to change it to sukun. Why did you say unzira? We'll take back
because
our salawat from you.
Because of it.
Okay. Recite, okay. Listen up and practice. So if I make a pause on unzira, the word, so the letter ends with any other harakat, other harakats, not the tanwin fatha, yes? I have to change it to sukun.
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
هذا القرآن.
Want to learn Quran at home? Join us in our Quranic class. Let's recite the Quran.
لتنذر قوما ما أنذر
لتنذر قوما ما أنذر
أحسن we run off
because I think we should continue
yes we should
don't
yes,
think
let's continue the whole ayah
focus
so
now I will read the whole ayah
yes
لتنذر قوما ما أنذر
آباؤهم
فهم غافلون. Was it correct?
Yes. No, for you no. You say
no, sir. No, sir. There's no med. There's no med. Sir, there's no med.
You
see, because you stop
when we stop, you
we all got it wrong. We all got it wrong. You know
except
why?
Except for me.
No, all of you got it wrong.
So excited for me. So I read whole of the ayah.
You know what? What was the mistake?
The mistake was do not read the med.
Yeah. No,
I didn't read the med.
No, that was a mistake. But the whole thing we recited was wrong.
Yeah.
Because aba uhum together it's a word. And then at the middle of one word, we just cut the word.
And
the
sir, why you?
Yes, sir,
you
but I didn't.
Why?
Sir, I didn't. You should have read that. Didn't.
For example, we say father, and instead of father, Mama. You say fa. If you say fa, your father, okay, does not pay attention
you
to you.
You know when people say, you have to say father. Father and mama.
Right? So, abba, who means their fathers.
So, mama. Here is written mama.
Okay, ready? Okay, this time I have to read the whole word, okay?
So after this, tell the translation.
I can tell the translation because I know.
Mr. Arabic, listen. لتنذر قوما ما أنذر آباؤهم فهم غافلون
لتنذر قوما ما
This time we recited.
You're saying غافلون. No, I said غافلون.
Hadi. Awesome letter. غافلون.
غافلون. See?
I did say غافلون.
قوما. Not قوما. مهدي. قوم. No. قوم.
قوم.
Okay. MashaAllah. This ayah we recited correctly and we made a pause at the end of the ayah. We finished the ayah without any mistake. Right?
Yeah.
Let's continue. Go to the next ayah. Ready?
Yes.
لقد
خلق. What do you say خلق?
لقد.
Was it correct?
لقد.
Was it correct?
Yeah.
One more time. Listen up. لقد.
لقد.
Ah no sir, it's
لقد.
لقد. That's the rule.
لقد.
Mr. Qalqala, that's the rule.
Sorry, sir.
The grandpa of the North Pole.
Okay, so rule number 5 tells you, if the letter, hey, if the word which you want to make a pause on, okay, if it ends with the Qutbijat letters,
yes.
Because you make it sukun. If you have like, for example, you have Alif Maddi, that's something else, yeah? Tanwin Fatha, you change it to Alif Maddi, no. But when you make a pause, it has any other harakat, not tanwin fatha, so you simply change it to sukun, right? So the letter, qutbijat letter, becomes sakin. When it becomes sakin, you have to produce a bouncing sound.
Yes.
Okay? Qalqala, the rule qalqala. So this is rule number 5, okay? Remember.
Yes.
So Mahdi, what was the rule? The rule is that if the word that you make a pause on...
any word that you make a pause on, if it's in the middle of the word, you have to continue the word and make a pause.
Okay.
But if you continue a pause at the last of the word, you don't say the ayah at the...
Okay.
You don't say the ayah at the last word. I mean, no, the haraka at the last word. Like, let's say...
No, it's not a general rule, I told you. If we have tanwin fatha, you don't kind of skip the harakat. You change the harakat to something else.
No, you change it to sakin. You don't pronounce
it to alif maddi. You say it. Wahajan, wahaja. It's not sukun, right?
No. So, it's like a normal harakat. Like
normal harakat, yeah. Other than tanween fatha.
But with a tanween fatha, it's a...
That was rule number two we talked. Okay, the next rule number five tells you that if...
That I don't know.
Yeah, rule number five tells you if the word that you want to make a pause, make pause on, okay? Yeah. If it ends with qutbijad letter, because the harakat has changed to sukun, so the qutbijad letter,
of,
ta, ba, jim, dal, changes to sukun, becomes sakin. So when they are sakin, we have to produce bouncing sound, yes? Qalqala rule. So how? For example, this. Okay, this. Look at this word. Laqad.
Yes.
If I say laqad, that's wrong.
Laqad is wrong. Laqad.
Yes. How, Mahdi?
It's like you pronounce like a sound, a bouncing sound at the end, but you also pronounce a very fast time, like laqad, like you stop immediately.
Yes.
Right after you're done with the bouncing.
Great, with the bouncing sound. Okay. How do you say in Halusin? Laqad.
Laqad.
Ahsan. You don't need to, for example, pull up your hand, okay? Just say. Laqad. Thanks for joining us. Thanks to IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network.
And
we'll continue, inshallah. Yes.
Especially.
We'll continue this surah, inshallah. After reciting a salawat.
Allahumma
salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad wa ala
Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools. ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful Hello everyone, brothers and sisters I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program The Ocean of Dua During this month of Sha'ban The month of Almighty Allah's mercy and pleasure, we will try to offer a glance into some of the passages of the whispered prayer of Sha'baniya or the so-called Munajat Sha'baniya. Thank you in advance for staying with us. We'll be back again after listening to some parts of it.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad Ilahi جودك بسط أملي وعفوك أفضل من عملي إلهي فسرني بلقائك يوم تقضي بين عبادك إلهي اعتذاري إليك اعتذار من لم يستغن عن قبول عذره فاقبل عذري يا أكرم من اعتذر إليه المسيئون.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing this excerpt of the whispered prayer. إلهي جودك بسط أملي. My Lord, it is your magnanimity that has expanded my hope. وعفوك أفضل من عملي. And surely your pardon is superior to my deeds. Now, after these two confessions, that the servant is now aware of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his magnanimity is the reason that we are staying hopeful in this kind of world, and also the fact that even the most sinful servant can be forgiven by the Almighty Allah, now there is a request. إلهي فسرني بلقائك يوم تقضي فيه بين عبادك. My Lord, therefore gladden my heart when I meet you on the day when you shall judge between your servants. In this part, the supplicant is asking the Almighty Allah to gladden his heart by meeting him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the judgment day. The interesting thing in this kind of request is that the servant is not asking the Almighty Allah for heaven or for being forgiven for his sins. But he is asking بِلِقَائِكَ. He is asking for meeting the Almighty Allah on that day, to be with subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day. And this is a kind of priceless request. This is a kind of priceless blessing that can be asked from the Almighty Allah. Anyway, this excerpt continues, إِلَهِ اِعْتِذَارِ إِلَيْكَ اِعْتِذَارُ مَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَغْنِ عَنْ قَبُولِ عُذْرِهِ. My Lord, I submit to you the kind of apology of the one who cannot dispense with the acceptance of his excuse. فَقْبَلْ عُذْرِي يَا أَكْرَمَ مَنْ يَعْتَذَرَ إِلَيْهِ الْمُسِيئُونَ. So please accept my excuse, O most magnanimous of all those before whom the guilty make an apology. After committing sins, the best kind of action and the first thing to do is to confess to the sins before the Lord, before the Creator, and before the Absolute Cause. You might ask why. The reason is clear. Because He is the Creator, and the servant is now having a kind of acceptable excuse, because he has turned to his Lord and no one else in this stage. The human beings are left in this world helpless with a kind of Satan called Iblis, saying, قَالَ فَبِعِزَّتِكَ لَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ. He really wants to mislead all the servants in this world. And from the other side, the human beings are left with their own souls, a kind of النَّفْسَ الْأَمَّارَ, urging the human beings to commit sinful acts. Considering these facts, you understand that human beings are left in this world destitute of hope. They have no one to turn to. But what has the supplicant done in this part? He has turned to Almighty Allah, the only hope in this world.
Alhamdulillah, we have been given the blessed opportunity of witnessing another month of Sha'ban, which is the month of Allah's mercy and pleasure. حَفَفْتَهُ بِالرَّحْمَةِ وَالرَّضْوَانِ. Allah has covered this month with His pleasure and mercy. I thought it might be good to have a little introduction to Munajat al-Sha'baniyya. The late Imam Khomeini in many places on several occasions emphasized on this Munajat, and in one of his sayings he said that there are many important mystical points that one can understand from the Quran and whispered prayers of Imams, and then in particular he mentioned Munajat al-Sha'baniyya, and he said philosophers, mystics may be able to understand some aspects of these whispered prayers, but if someone wants to really understand, must be a person who has himself achieved a high level of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that he can have a taste, he can have an experience of what he says. In another place, the late Imam Khomeini said something very important. He said, this Munajat al-Sha'baniyya is one of the whispered prayers that if someone pays attention to it and follows it and reflects on it, he can reach somewhere. He can achieve some levels of perfection. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us in this month of forgiveness and to be pleased with us in this month of pleasure. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us, our families, our community, all humanity with His pleasure, with His reward, with the coming of Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, with forgiveness, with being able to remain always on the right path.
So, dear listeners, in this part of the whispered prayer, we see that the servant has turned to Almighty Allah first and foremost after committing sins. إلهي اعتذاري إليك اعتذار من لم يستغني عن قبول عذري. My Lord, I submit to you the kind of apology of the one who cannot dispense with the acceptance of his excuse. فقبل عذري. So please accept my excuse. So this means that the servant knows where he has turned to, and he is turning to the Almighty Allah for forgiveness. This is why we call him and say, يَا مَنْ يَقْبَلُ عُذْرَ التَّائِبِينَ. O the one who accept the excuse of the repentance. That is why the servant has turned to him. This is because of true cognizance and recognition of the Almighty Allah. That is why Almighty Allah will accept his excuse. And this, bringing your sins to the Almighty Allah, confessing to them, accepting your mistakes, is one of the good and recommended acts for the servants. And this is a step towards perfection. This is what we have talked about earlier in these episodes of the program, staying hopeful of the Almighty Allah, entertaining a good opinion of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believing in this fact that He is the only one who can accept our apologies and who can forgive all of our sins. We'll talk about this part more, brothers and sisters, in the next program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان شعبان بجمالك جلالك زهوبان والعالم يقول لك احبك يا شعبان
شعبان أحبك يا شعبان يا شعبان أحبك يا شعبان.
Is there any other way to get familiar with Islam besides mainstream media? Try IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Stand here so unafraid of everything around me. Proudly I would say I am a Muslim. If you ask her why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away, proudly she would say I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed, smiling he would say, I am a Muslim. Din al-Islam, dini, wal-azam ghayru dini, Muhammad illi hadini.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God. Welcome to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting this program. And sitting in the studio along with me, Sheikh Javid, well, the dear guest speaker in this program, Islamic Laws. Welcome to the program, Sheikh Javid.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is ours. Stay tuned. We'll be back.